We left, we're in the Mechamah, holding a Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel. We did the Mishnah Berurah's Sif Katan Chav Dal and Chav Hei. And Chav Hei, he tells us to look at the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha is the B'maska Mutter Leilach Agabi HaSavim. And he raises the question over there that there's a smag which says that it's also to be Leilach Agabi HaSavim. And based on a Gemara in Erevin, and the Mishavura raises the question, the Gemara in Erevin comes out that it's mutter to go Agabi HaSavim. So it's a shikla problem that he's quoting a Gemara, Kenega, the Maskanas of Gemara. So he wants to suggest that the Gemara is talking about a case where it's not a psik ratio. This is the Apostle of Shimon, the Rosh Hashanah Miskabin is mutter, so even if you're going to be rip out some of the grass, the Rosh Hashanah Miskabin is mutter. And the Smag is talking about a case where it's a psik ratio. And therefore, even according to Shimon, it's going to be Yasser, even though it's Malachos and it's Yichel Gufa. In other words, what he's being Mechadish, that it's being done, like we mentioned yesterday, it's being done Kalach Yad, it's Malachos and it's Yichel Gufa, it's Mekalkal. But you see from the flow of the Gemara only was Matar because it's like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is Kabbin as Mutar, but we're not for that, it'd be Yasser. So, and that's what the Smag is bringing from the Gemara, that Lu Yitzur, you're in a scenario. Whereas a psik ratio, even though you have these multiple other swores to be matter it, it's still awesome. The Maisa Mishabur before only was somech on this, on the case of psik ratio, even though you have multiple other swores, he only was matter it b'makam. So theoretically, in a case, there would be some significant valid tzarech to go through this, to run through this field, which the grass is so high that it's a psik ratio that he's going to rip out grass. That in makom tzarech gadol will be mutter. You're allowed to be, even though it's a psik ratio, but since you have these other swores, it's going to be mutter. But in the average case, it's going to be yasser. That's the point he says in the Bir Halacha. Okay, that's where we left off. We left off holding Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Chavav. So he's discussing in a case where you want to wash your hands in a gina, which over there, Shemashkinah's son, you would end up, it's going to be falling onto some type of vegetation, and you're going to be thereby watering the vegetation. Mashka says, Roim Chai Mishum Zareya, the Ma'ola Hatzmiach. So planting doesn't necessarily just mean planting. Any action which you do which helps the vegetation grow is called zareya. Again, mishum charish, and there are scenarios where softening the ground by wetting it is called charish. Shmurapa karka al yedei alech luach. Anything which prepares the ground to make it more amenable and susceptible to growth of the plants, it goes under the is a tolda of charesh, preparing the ground. So you're softening the ground is charesh, and watering the plants is zareya. So you have both of those elements over here. So over there, even though that's not his kavana, but it's a psik ratio. Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, the efshar shlo yoyo legadlo, because definitely there's going to be benefit from this act of washing your hands. The water which is there is going to help it grow. V'imoichu begina she'ena shaloi, v'loi shal adam ha'oyavoi, yesh matirim. The Gemara talks about this, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about in regards to Choresh, a case where, the Gemara talks about in regards to Choresh, also talks in regards to Tolish from the tree, Kotzer, in a case where it's something which, it's Lo Nichol, and Lo Nichol again, it doesn't mean it's something which is, he's, he is against, it just means it's not beneficial for him. He's neutral is also called lo nichile. So it's not his field, and it's not somebody that he cares about, so he doesn't really care whether it grows or not. Yesh matirim, the sphere of the kibbutz, the psik reishu, lo nichile hu, shariyaf lechatchila. So we will argue that this is mutter because of psik reishu lo nichile, which is mutter lechatchila. So this is the opinion of the Aruch. And actually, the place where the Aruch is brought in Tosis is on this Gemara in Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says, "Bavalei the Arav the Chavre." So the Gemara says, "The Gemara asks the Kasha." The Gemara says, "The case that he did in somebody else's field." So the Gemara says, "Oh, that's the Gemara. This is my Yisoid. Psikah Lo Nichle Es Mutter." Tosis Alder Shem have to learn the Gemara differently to answer this question. So that's where the Tosis actually quotes this the Aruch on this case that he's quoting right here. But many Rishonim disagree with that, and fine. We did say that then the Shulchan Aruch said to be malta meraglayim or other types of mashkim which don't cause things to grow. Meraglayim lefisha azim heim because they're actually acetic. They don't make it grow. They actually will damage the vegetation and prevent it from growing. So this over here brings some success to Shulchan that he explains that if this liquid that you're pouring there is going to stop the growth totally, it'll have the equivalent status of oiker, tavar megiduloi. But that's not what happens over here. It doesn't totally affect the growth. It just doesn't the, it stunts it a little bit, but eventually it'll recover. That's not called oiker tavar megiduloi. Okay. Sharmashkim shena machzmichim are other types of liquids which do not cause things to grow. The Hainu Kigonyayim, for example, strong wine, the Fishu Az, Vachosik, Vaserif, Gamkein, Azraim. If it's very alcoholic, it will damage the vegetation. Kain Sharmasha Shukainzeb. Vachosim, Rabbim, Lachachila, Brother Zer, Afrim, Bashkim, Ain, Larabba, Shukosat, the Biyain, Shukosik, Ain, Lizer, Klau, Bechinel. The Magarum seems to be inclined to just be careful. The Sharetzion of Chafei says if it's Arad Chavre, there you have another layer of heter, so then you can be makel with Yayin. The Rabbi says it's totally mutter because from God the Meid Devash or Shecher Yesh Ber Mayim Ubevadi Matzmichim. That's but if there is water mixed in, so as much as there's detrimental things in the liquid, there's also water which is beneficial, so that's a problem. Okay, now, the Ramah said, so this is talking about a case where a person is intentionally pouring out the liquid. What about eating there, knowing the fact that the part of it, when you eat, things spill, things, etc. So, that you should not eat in the gina, assuming that there's any water over there, because it's hard to make sure that no water falls on the vegetation. All right. If it's a large area, what's known as a karfif, so if it's more than 70 amas by 70 amas, which is not so big. So even though it has walls around it, since it's not a place where people normally live in, so it's perceived to be similar to a karmelis. So Chassel says that even if it has a hekev around it, you're not allowed to carry in it more than dalet amos. So eating in such a place anyway, we'd be concerned about tilta dalet amos. Therefore, that's going to be a problem, even if you have removed the issue of facilitating growth because you don't care. but you have to, it's not a good idea to eat there because of the concern of carrying. Okay.
Should I hold off on questions about this until the next Chavik of Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah. Yeah, much more details on that. Okay. So the Bir Halacha raises the question, these mashkin which we're saying are permitted because they're not really helping the growth, why isn't there a Charish problem? In other words, we said there was two problems. He said there's a problem of Zareya because they're helping to grow, and there's a problem of Charish because they're facilitating making the ground more potentially usable to help things, you know, to plant and etc. So Bir Halacha and Shar Mashkin, that he asks a question according to that which the Smag says, which is quoted in the Magos Maimoni, and the Magen Avraham quotes it, that Mashach Maim Chai Mishum Charish Gam Kain. So why did he say Yain is Mutter, and these other Mashkas as well? He then Moel Hazroy Malkaponim Mrapa Karka Yedei Alech Luchis Vizchai Mishum Charish. So he suggests one teretz, which he says is a doichik. Hashemay Yishlomer Deloy Omer Bezeh Mishum Charish Rachecha Duhum Moel Hazroyim Gam Kain. While if the whole the idea of Charish is making the ground better for the to plant it, well, you're not planting the plant, so that's looks like a machzenis of the group type of a sort. It's not a dodge machine of his garden. But right now, if it's helping the things grow, so you've A, helped it grow directly, and B, by softening the ground around the, that itself is helping, is making the ground ready for this plant itself to help the plant better. So there's a charish taking place, but if you tell me it's damaging the plant, so then it's not helping the you can't say it's simultaneously helping the karka make the plant grow better when it's damaging the plant. That's what he suggests, maybe. So he says it brings a Maimon Mordechai, says that it's a doichik with Tzarachiyin. Then he says he brings in the Sefer Yisrael, says so cost of the Bechokhmas Ekonomia, which I don't know whether it's economics or something like that, or eco, something or other. Omer Shemir Glam Hem Tabim Oid Lazabala Karka, they are beneficial in regards to fertilizing. Im Kain Mizabal told us Harishu Akan Lashana. So even though it doesn't help Rizriya, but it is a problem with Harish. See, he's concerned, so not so much because it's softening the ground, but it's adding different nutrients into the ground. That's a form, that's a Gemara. When you would add fertilizer, their fertilizer was using animal manure, but right, it is making the land more fertile to grow things. That's a form of Harish. So, he holds it's a problem. The more it talks about a person relieving himself in a field, and the more does not raise the question of Karisha. Okay. So he, the Lachal Maishi does not seem to be Choshish for that verse. Dalet. Sif Dalet. Shalom Adov Dalet. Yeshli Zoyer me lahashtich Zoyer bim bokim yiridus kshamim. You have seeds which you can use for feed, etc. And you just want to throw them out on the ground at a place where the ground is wet. Because eventually those seeds will pick up moisture from the ground and they'll start to sprout. That's a rayat. V'imyashik l'tana garlim. And therefore, if you want to put out in front of your chickens for them to eat, so the halacha is lo yashik elo kashir sheyarech l'boy b'yoyim elo yomayim. You should not put out more than the amount that you estimate that they are able to consume within a day or two, because normally it takes 3 days it takes a few days for it to start to sprout. So by that time, they will eat all of it, so there is no zreya. The stepping on it will prevent the sprouting process, and they will basically kill it, so it won't grow. So that's not a problem as a ray. Lamed al b'malkim reads k'shamim. Tzomer b'malkim shulach. Neshamim shirogol leirid. Shom, it's already moist. Hood and shamim kamis lachin k'egav. Or any other reason why it's moist. So not the point is, we're not talking about putting out while it's raining. We're not talking about putting out where they think where it's going to necessarily anticipate it's going to rain. To my case, it's already wet. As it softens due to the moisture, it'll start to sprout. Like when you put grain in water. Or eventually it's sitting on the ground, it's going to sort of burrow its way down to the ground, and then that itself will start the process of the taking root and growing. If it's going to be eaten for a day or two, within a day or two, we're not worried about it sprouting within that short period of time. They're not going to take roots. Through 3 days already, the seed can start to sprout. So there is one opinion which says that shrusha takes 3 days. So according to that shita, we're worried about the shira takes longer. But there's an opinion which holds 3 days. So we don't want something which is going to last for 3 days because of that opinion. So what do you mean you're pouring out 2 days worth? So how does that work? Why isn't there a problem of hachana? So if you put out all the same time, so all of it potentially could be, any of it could potentially be used today. So the fact that you put a little bit extra is not called hachana. But if you already put out today's amount and you want to add later on some more for tomorrow, that's hachana. One point over here, which is a point which the Moshe Dirsha points out, there's Zareya is a fascinating malacha, because like the Mishabur is pointing out over here, the Chazal said that it takes more than a day for it to take root. So I put a seed in the ground on Shabbos, a person puts a seed in the ground on Shabbos, it's not going to take root on Shabbos. See, it's chai for Zareya. By definition, the malacha is chai for putting in the ground, even though we know it's not going to take root until after Shabbos. There's a malacha in the Rishash and the Menchus Chinuch. If a person would uproot it before it takes root, does he save himself from Nevera? So Moshe by Bishul, so Zareya, the Rishash compares it to Bishul. Bishul also is a malacha which you do an action which itself doesn't do anything, and then something has to happen. Person puts the dough into he's baking, he puts the dough into the oven, and the oven bakes, he doesn't bake it. And the more is very explicit, that if you pull the dough out before it bakes, he's potter. So Rishash assumes the same thing will be true by Zareya. If a person puts seeds in the ground for the purpose of Zareya, but he takes them out before the Niklat, so he's going to be potter. Then he says, now he works backwards. So what about the following? Shall a person puts dough in the oven right before the end of Shabbos? So only bakes after Shabbos. So the Rishash says that he's chayiv, because since I hold Zareya and Bishul are the same, and by Zareya, by definition, that's what happens. The Zareya is on Shabbos, but the actual starting to grow doesn't happen after Shabbos, so that's chayiv. So the same thing by Bishul. If a person does the maisa of putting in the oven on Shabbos, even though it actually bakes after Shabbos, he holds you be chayiv. Michal Sinek says that Zareya and Bishul are not comparable. Bishul, there's two parts to the malacha. There's the act of putting it in and the fact that it actually bakes. Zareya, the chiyuv is for putting it in, because that which happens after Shabbos, person not chayav for. So the teretz is the malacha is putting it there. So then the question is over here, we're putting it there. So, well, don't worry, because you're going to eat it before a day or two. But then what does it help me? So you have to differentiate between the case where a person is putting it there with intention to be Zareya, and knowing that the process which takes a few days, that's called Zareya. When a person puts it there not for the purpose of Zareya, it's not called Zareya. except if the reality is it's going to take root. So then, if you know that it's not going to, so then you didn't do a ma'aseh Israel chachila. You put it there for the purpose of feeding your animals, feeding your chickens. It's like, it's, you know, similar swords which you had a few times. Like, you know, it's definitional in the malach. It's not even malach in the sikh lagufa. It's not the Rambam, by the case that we have, it's sad malachish. The Rambam also, if you hold malach in the gufa, it's potter, so that makes sense. So the person is capping the malachish, not, they shouldn't have the malachish bite him. So it's mutter. But the problem comes from the Rambam, why is it mutter? It's malachish in the sikh lagufa. So we said over there, from the Aruch HaShulchan, I think. The Aruch HaShulchan says the pshat is that the definition of tzad is to take possession of something. So taking something which you have, quote unquote, possession, but you don't want possession, your whole purpose of taking it is to not have it, is not called tzad. So definitionally, that's not the malachim. You know, so we have this a few times over here. That's what he's saying over here, that the act of the malachim, zareya, is putting it in the ground for the purpose of zriya. That's what zriya is. Putting it there that it should be eaten and it shouldn't be zareya, it should not take root, but that's your whole goal is to feed your animal and it shouldn't take root, it's not called zareya. So that's what we're saying. Okay. The Rishash is in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel in Shabbos, and Mishnah Chinuch, and he has a long piece in Mishnah Chinuch and in the Chinuch, in the midst of the Vosasuka Malacha, the Chinuch goes to all the Olam and Tes Malachas, one by one. So in Zareya, I think in Zareya he talks about it. Okay. Hey, Asabim Sholu Al Oizen Akli, Milechus Akli. So you have a Kli there, and since it's the example which Mishnah Berurah gives, let's say you have the bucket that you use in the well, so it's wet, so eventually moss starts growing, you know, things start growing on the bucket. So chashuvim kimachorim lekarka v'tolshin chayiv, that's considered, you know, we'll see later on this idea which that something which grows in an otzach shenanoka, if it grows in a flower pot, it's not the rice, it's not considered mechubah lekarka, it's not considered tarlesh the rice if you take it out, take it off. So what we're saying over here that's not true. This is the place that it's supposed to grow. So then Mishnah Berurah will talk about exactly why. Now, it's again one of these interesting orders of how the Mechaber presents things. I would expect them to present the law of Otzis Nakuv, Otzis Shenu Nakuv. By the way, the case of the bucket is different. You don't know the Kiddush over here. The Kiddush over here is not like Otzis. I don't know what an Otzis is yet, you know. Okay, I don't know. Mishmur Lamadal Melechos Akli, commercial motzi bedli shasharim betomid. You have the bucket which you use for drawing water. Shegdelam boy kmin pitrios. It grows like a moss, which is like a, you know, the stuff which grows on the trees. Chayev mishum arkadav migdulah. It's chayev because if he pull it off, he's taking something from a place of where it grows. Okay, who told us kertzer, which is part of the malach, that's a told of the malach of kertzer. Well, a dami lots of shenu nakiv that tells you man of potter should then right something which grows in a otzitz flower pot, a container which has no hole in the bottom, so it's not connected to the ground. So we'll see a difference between if the pot itself is made out of earthenware, so the pot itself is ground. So that doesn't act as a separation between the dirt inside of it and the dirt in the ground. But if it's metal or something of that sort, so if it has a hole, so it's considered connected to the ground. If it doesn't have a hole, it's not part. It's not on the ground. It's not growing in the ground. So that's not considered tarlish if you take it out. Mishum deinu mechubah lekarka olam. It's not attached to the karka olam, the ground. So over here also, it's in this bucket which is not attached to the ground. Shani hosam the ein derech zriyasham. The lomnus of that is so. Who said that it has to grow in the ground as opposed to the earth inside your flower pot to be, where'd that come from? That Teretz is the standard place to plant things is in the ground, not in your flower pot. Therefore, Mashen and Hocha, the Iker Gedulin came, this type of growth simply grows on these type of things. Therefore, Vahu Adin, Hatalish Kishus, may his me be higgy. I love to tell you I know exactly what this thing is, but I do not. Hizmin higi are where the Mara refers to were types of short brambles and thorns, you know, things which grow low down to the ground. Mara Shabbos talks about if you have a little bit of growth like that in your Rishos HaRabim, you put something on top of it, less than 3 tefachim high, is considered part of the, since nobody walks there because it's, you'll get your feet cut, is that called part of Rishos HaRabim or not? So it seems to me that was a low type of growing thing. The Kishu seems to be something which grows with the Hizmi Higa. I don't know whether, but it sounds like it's not, those are attached to the ground. This seems like it grows on it. Now, we're going to have a case of these things that grow on the tree was considered mechubar lekarka. So, I don't know why this is different than the thing that grows on the tree, which is mechubar lekarka. He says, even though they're not mechubar lekarka, they're chai, because that's arkadabar megidula, that's where it grows. Unless that's what he means. So I'm not sure why, what the chiddush of that case. The moss which grows on the tree, even though the moss is not attached to the ground, but that's where it grows, on the tree. So that's called arkadabar megidula. The Mishnah Berurah says the major yisoid over here that Otsdin and Nakim is not the more just gives us a statement of fact that a person is potter. Tell us from Otsdin and Nakim is potter. Now we're coming along and saying that's not intrinsically true. It's only because that's not Derech Zriya Shom. So if I would create a society where it is Derech Zriya Shom, would Allah change? So this is a question which Rosh Hashanah Zalman was asked, that nowadays growing in these various types of containers, etc., but has become a standard way of farming in many ways. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, that would that would be chayiv, because that's become now a normal way to grow things. I mean, it's also either way. Nafkamina is the rice of the Rabban and the Gabi Mir Lakum. There are potential Nafkaminas, etc. Okay. Vav. Asabim Shat Chavan Ba'ofrim Ba'yam. So, the person had taken, he had cut this grass, this vegetation, and now he wants to keep it fresh, so he takes it, it's cut, and he thrusts it into dirt, not in order that it should take roots, because, you know, a cutting, if you stick it back on the ground, will start to take root eventually. But his goal was not to do that, the plan was to use it for whatever he wants to use it for. But meanwhile, while it's in the ground, it's going to absorb a little bit of the moisture from the ground, and it'll stay fresh. So he wasn't replanting it. So mutalekos ba'olim ulaytzian. So he's able to pull it out. He can grab. He can't move the dirt to take it out because the dirt is muksa. But he can pull on the leaves and pull it out. That's mutter. Okay. But the hushalo hishrishu, but this is all talking about that, you know, he left it there for too long, it's going to start taking root, even though, whether it's his intention or not. That's obviously going to be a problem. The case has to be a case where he had no intent for the purpose of it taking root. If his intent was to put it back and that it should take root, so then you can't take it out. because that's similar to what we said before, putting seeds into the ground for the purpose that they should take roots. Now taking them out is taking away from where they're going to grow. But he, in a case where that wasn't his intent, that's not, it was never called planting, that it looks like being, it looks like kaitzer when you take it out. Mishra said this, that this last din is a derabbanan. The Maisa, if it hasn't taken root yet, you can't call it Arkadavar Megiduloi. You could call it something which looks like Arkadavar Megiduloi, which is why it's also in derabbanan.
Didn't we say before that would be the Arisa? If your intent was for it to be planted, then that's the Malacha. Wasn't that Malacha Sinach earlier?
That's called the Malacha Zareya. But now the question is, if you take it out, are you over Kotzer? So he says, So Mishra is saying that you can't call it Kotzer if the mice didn't start growing yet. Uh-huh. So it looks like, since it was planted, people perceive that it was planted, and you're taking a plant away from its growth. So it's also Mir Rabbonim. You can have types of grasses which you use that they look nice or they smell nice. And they'll take a container, fill it with moist dirt, and then you will thrust these plants into it. There's no difference if it's in a container or even in the ground. This heter applies as well. You want to smell them. Okay, you can pull it out. Now, why don't we have a problem that while you're pulling it out, that you're moving dirt, and dirt is muksa. Maybe you should have to thrust it and pull it out and thrust it a few times to widen the area that when you pull out on Shabbos, you're not moving any dirt. We're not mechayev you to do that. Why? The fill of yosis offer less than buck. Even if a person, it's in there tightly, and when you pull it out, you're moving dirt, it's not a problem. It's tilted me in atzad. That's an indirect act of moving the dirt. The dirt is moksa. So tilted me in atzad. The tzarut over amutter. The reason why you're moving the dirt is not because you want to move the dirt. You're really moving because you want to get this item, which is mutter. So tilted me in atzad, an indirect tiltal for the purpose of a davar amutter, is mutter. That the Mishabura says that if the person did this in the floor of his dirt floor in his house, now you have a hole in your floor. So Chazal multiple times worried about this idea of Shem Yashar Guma, so you're going to fill it in. So we're not going to allow you to make holes in your floor of the Chachila, because you might come to fill them in, and that's Boina. So you pull out the leaves, you pull it out. You can put it back in the hole also, unless the dirt was very soft and it sort of filled up. So now you're actively moving the dirt with that for the purpose of this item, but also for the purpose of moving the dirt. You should have been able to put it there. So that's awesome. Before 3 days, once it's taken root, it's a problem. And if you put it there for the purpose of Zariah, it's also a problem. They're in the ground. You put it there intentionally for purpose of Zariah. So eventually you'll come to pull it out after it took roots, and that because people don't see the difference. So that's why it's also. But then it's only Mirabonah because the mice didn't take root yet. Okay, let's hold it here.